क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny My Perks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with My Perks. Find your My Personality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
You know, the great thing about Little Explorers is that we get you countries which are not very famous, yet are very intriguing. In this episode, I take you to a very small country in African continent, Cape Verde. It is an archipelago of islands off the northwest coast of the continent. Officially called Republic of Cabo Verde, it lies in the central Atlantic Ocean and it has 10 volcanic islands. Its capital is Praia. The official languages are Portuguese, Cape Verdean Creole, and the people living there are called Cape Verdean or Cabo Verdean. Some interesting things about this country are that the name of the country originates from Cape Verde Peninsula in Western Africa. It lies towards the west of Senegal, and historically it was under Portuguese control and got its independence in 1975. Of the entire island, about 10 to 15% of area is really suitable for agriculture. Of the 10 islands, 9 of them are inhabited. There's only one, Santa Lucia, where not a being lives. And the largest island is Santiago. Owing to its location being an island nation, the place is perfect for water sports. Windsurfing, sailing, scuba diving, you name it and you get it. And there's a very exotic species of turtles called loggerhead turtles. Considered to be one of the most endangered marine animals, this is the place where they come out of the waters and have their nesting site on the shores. And another marine animal that you will find here are the humpback whales, which can be sighted playing in the waters. And the native animal to this place is the long-eared bat. The country is also famous for salt mining. Around the 1990s, it was one of those places in the world where salt used to be mined. The country also is made of many volcanoes, which were active 1,000 years ago. Culturally speaking, there's a specific island called Barlavento Islands where a lot of people of Portuguese descent live along with the Africans. The country is rich as far as tourism is concerned and has several beaches which are considered to be one of the best beaches in the world. Another very interesting thing is that in Cape Verde there are no railways and has an extensive road network along with Porto Grande as the major seaport of the country. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. The flag of Cape Verde has 5 unequal horizontal bands. The topmost band, it's a blue in color, followed by a narrow white band, then a red band, another white band, and finally, 1/4 of the length is blue band. And at the center of the conjunction of these bands, are 10 yellow-colored 5-pointed stars towards the hoist side. So that's the flag of Cape Verde for us. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast, Little Explorers.